Hi, is this Al? How's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Hall?
Not bad, man. Here in the office, you know.
Hey, you know what? I tried calling you 2 times, but apparently I've got your number, your direct number somewhere because you gave it to me. You have a number where I could just reach you without having to go through, you know, everything I'm going through?
Yeah, that's why I said just shoot me a text at that number I sent you, because that's why I usually don't recommend calling through, because it has to go through the customer line first, and you can avoid that.
Give me that text number, will you?
Yeah, sure. I can text this number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to send it right now. One sec.
Hey, can you...
How you been, though?
I gotta write it down.
Oh, yeah, sure. The best way is just to text me, because then you don't have to call through the and speak with the other representative first.
Can you give me the...
Yeah, it's 877...
Also write it down. Go ahead.
Yeah, 877-635...
Okay, you gotta slow down there, because I'm driving.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead. I've got a device that I can speak it into, but I got to do it slowly. Give me a second. Go ahead. 877.
Okay.
635-6225.
And you should be getting that text right now.
Text number. Yeah. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about something. And I don't know if this is possible. And I don't know if this is possible or not. Okay? But, you know, I thought I'd give it a try. It doesn't seem that the injection of capital is gonna come as soon as I expected it to. It being the new year, and you know, now I gotta go through a rigmarole of additional paperwork, and it's a little frustrating for me. So it might be another month, and between now and then, I've gotta drum up some work, and I've got an insurance company that owes me like $50,000. I'm gonna have to get on their butt, and I would like to try to focus on getting some work. I'm doing door hangers, I'm doing flyers. And I'm also doing some postcards. But I was gonna ask you, is there any way you might be able to cut me like a deal, like on maybe the first month free or something like that? And then
What I can do, so I can bring down the monthly for you. The only thing I can't do is like free. I could get you down. There's two things I can do, because I think I already had quoted you the $249, right?
Yeah, you quoted me a price per month, and I was gonna ask you if there's any way you can give me like, see, here's what I need, okay? I've tried every advertising in the book. And I've even did Google advertising in the past with different companies, but I understand that everybody... Give me a second.
Yeah.
I gotta hang up on this call. I understand that everybody has different parameters and different strategies. Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you, there's times that I just don't feel the level of trust, and there's times that I do. And there's times that I feel the level of trust, and it just doesn't happen. You know, this guy that took over the advertising for the Clear Lake Publishing, a newspaper. There's something going on there that he's not doing that Jeff was doing before. And apparently, I don't think it's just the economy. I think he might be cheating. I think he might not be making the delivery
on the level,
that he wants to make. I've got a level of distrust with him, and right now I'm in debt with him, and I'm gonna make a payment plan to get out of debt with him, because I'm not gonna leave him hanging. I told him, hey, look, we need to try this out. You know, give me a month or two, and because you know you haven't been working, you haven't been doing anything for me for 6 months. And I told you there was a problem there, but I'm ready to kind of like start a new chapter. But the thing about it is I'm shell shocked, Mr. Hulk. I'm shell shocked, and in the past, I've put all my confidence in people, and I mean, I'm not gonna kid you, man. In times past, when I was making a lot of money, I'd get married with someone for $800-$900 a month. Now that's when I've been in the middle of hurricanes, when I was making a lot of money. There's no hurricanes going on right now, and right now there's no work coming in at all. None.
Oh,
okay.
I got about
3 or 4 calls that came in the past 2 months. And out of 4 calls, 2 of them, they decided to hire somebody cheaper, of course. Both of those were Indians. The other one is a Chinese guy, and those are the people that I have a real hard time with, man. I'm telling you, my feelings were not hurt at all. The other one is an insurance job, and they're waiting to let me know what's going to happen on that. Okay, so I don't have too much hope on that end right now, but what is the sweetest deal that you could come in as an introductory offer, man?
So,
because look, I'm not gonna.
What I
now hold on.
Mm-hmm.
If you give me a good introductory offer, I'm pretty much ready to go with something. But you know, it's gotta be a real sweet deal for at least a month or two, because you know my phone's not gonna ring for at least a month or two, maybe even by the third month. And I'm gonna hope and pray that you put in an extra effort and make my phone ring right away, because I'm gonna put my eggs in your basket. I've got another lady. Look, I'm gonna tell you, okay? I'm just leveling with you, because you know I got a lady. She does postal publishing, and I advertised with her in the past, and I didn't get any calls. And then all of a sudden, here past 2 months, you know, I told her, hey, Tracy, I didn't get anything from you, man. You know, you gave me, 6 months. It was every 2 months. It was, like $260 every 2 months. And I didn't get any, nothing at all from you. And then she said, okay, well, look, so I don't know. She moved her ad around a little bit. She did good. She put, some attractive stuff on there. And I got like 3 calls. 3 of the calls that I got were from her. And I want to call her up because, you know, I gave her a ton of business in the past and I never got a deal. So she kind of warmed up to me. You know, she's invited me out a couple of times. You know, when it's time to collect money, she's, look, I'm going to buy you lunch. Look, meet me here so we can have some margaritas. And I'm inclined to give her some business. But really, truth be told, I believe that maybe the internet may be the place that I should be. Pardon me?
Like a new avenue, something new.
Yeah, and you know, I'm gonna tell you, okay? I got a pest control guy that I told him, hey, you know, we need to talk about putting some advertising together because I can help your business. And, because it's something I want to look forward to in the future, which is not that heavy and it's easy work, you know, along with a couple other things. And he said, yeah, well, you know, I do Google advertising already. I said, oh, do you really? I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, I got a guy that he says, oh, I do it myself. You know, I go into the internet and I do this. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I called him up and I told him, hey, look, I need to get together with you because I need you to show me how to do this. And I want to expand his business to my area because he's up north. But honestly speaking, when you get a pro that's his specialty, it's like night and day. You know it.
Oh, for sure.
I know it. And oh, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, hiring a jet lag that's been doing it for 2 years and hiring me. It's completely different. So if I think I passed the place I was looking for. Jesus Christ. Okay, it's all right. Anyway, look, right now, I'm not gonna lie to you, okay? Right now, I should have made this move a while back, when money was a little bit better, but I don't have any regret because right now I put a ton of money into it, man, and right now I'm so strapped, it's ridiculous. I'm worried about having survival money for February, Mr. Hulk. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, 4 years ago I'm sitting on $500,000 and now, I've invested every penny that I can and I'm trying to get my money back and it's gonna be a good little while, but if I don't watch it, my credit's gonna get shot and I'm not gonna see any money for at least a year and I wanna be hurting. So, I'm imploring your mercy to help me because right now,
I got you. I'm gonna do what I can.
Look, I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you down the road, man. I give you my word. If you make my phone ring, you know you're gonna. I'm gonna be a faithful customer. My patriotism is gonna be to you. But right now, I really do need your help because, man, I'm so damn broke I can hardly pay attention, man. I mean, I'm not gonna kill you.
I know it's not funny, but it's a good joke. It's rough
right now, man. And you know,
I feel it, man. You know, a lot of truth comes from reality.
I got the advertising that I want you to put up there. I'm getting ready to go make some flyers at Kinko's, and then I'm gonna
cool.
go out there
Do
with
have, like, graphics
one
and pictures
or two of the girls. I've got a bunch of plastic signs that I'm writing up. I got some really nice signs, and I've got a lady that owes me some money, and you know she's worked for me in the past. I gave her like $400-$500 in advance, little by little, and she told me she got a little bit of money that she got from a relative, and she wants to pay my money back. I told her no, don't pay me my money back. Go do the postcards for me. Take that money and do the postcards because that was she was supposed to do that when I laid her off. Anyway, so tell me, what in the world can you do for me?
Right. What can I do
for you? Help me, man.
Yes.
Let me help her. Tell me.
Well, yeah, let me tell you what I can do. Okay, so what I originally quoted you was $299, right? So I can get you down to $249. Now, this is the lowest I can go without, like, cutting off anything that I would be including in there, right? This is everything, Facebook, every directory search engine, everything we talked about, okay? And
all
that
right, well,
is
look,
going to be the
let's
same.
Do, let's do some cutting, Mr. Hawk. Let me tell you what I need, okay? Let me tell you what I know works, and let's start at the bottom of the barrel, man. Because I mean, right now, money is a major issue, man. I'm talking about giving
you
the money for my life and for my groceries. That's and I'm not lying to you, okay?
No,
I don't take pride in doing that.
I don't
okay,
feel that.
Look,
so you're being very honest.
Okay, look, let me tell you, give me a second here because I'm, navigate to HDB on Center and East Street.
Getting directions to meet Linda.
Navigate to HEB Pharmacy.
Directions to where?
HEB on Spencer and East Street.
Getting directions to meet Linda.
Good grief, no, this thing is not working for worth a damn.
Yes, I'm
looking. Let me figure out where I'm at here. All right, I'm just going to keep on driving and continue to talk to you. I think I'm going in the right direction, but I don't come in this direction very often. Okay, so tell me. Okay,
so,
look.
Let me tell you why
first
that I quoted you that, okay? Now, the only difference, like the only other cut I could make there, right, would be to take off the Facebook ads and get you down to $199. Now, there's only a $50 difference, and I'm telling you, with the Facebook ads, we can get your phone ringing quicker and with more leads. So the $50 is worth it. Like, it's really not worth it to do the $199 and then add the Facebook later? Because you're getting $100 of Facebook essentially for $50 in this case. And then you get
only
a whole
reason,
month.
Only reason I'm telling you, the only place I really want you to advertise in, and this is, and I'm pretty adamant about this because.
Right, the Bay Oaks Country Club area. Clear Lake.
Yeah, Clear Lake is, you know, and I can give you the boundaries. You know, yeah, the country club area for sure. But see, let me tell you what I do, just so you understand, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not the average remodeler, okay? I don't go in and do this little patch and that little patch. What I cater to is I cater to people with money, okay? People that have a high income. Because right now, the way everything is, you know, with the price of materials and the people that work for me, they've been around for a long time. There's a lot of people who are still practicing. There's about 75 to 80% of the people that are in this business, in this area, they're still practicing. I've been in business for 42 years. A lot of these people have been in business for less than 10. Okay? There's a big, big difference. And you know what? They learn. They get in there, and then they figure out they screwed up, and then they figure out that they didn't charge enough. And then it becomes a problem. But I already lost the job by then. And the thing about it is that's where a lot of these Facebook people are coming in and a lot of these other search engines, you know, they're looking for the cheapest price. And the people that I cater to are not looking for the cheapest price. You know, a lot of the people that I cater to, they're up in age. And when they're up in age, they've already been screwed two or three times. And they already learned that they better not go with the cheapest price, and they better go with somebody in the area that has a lot of experience and has a proven track record. So the thing about it is if I get seven or eight calls, I might get one. But you know, some of the people I mean, I want to do business with.
I got you. Yeah.
Look, why don't we try? And you know, I understand what you're saying, but the caliber of customer that I'm looking for is more unique. It's a little bit more, I guess, there's another word for it.
So, in your mind, do you think most of these type of customers are going to search on Google and directories and search engines and not Facebook? Is that what you're meaning?
Yes.
Okay, well, then we'll start you with the $199. That's fine. That's fair.
Let me ask you this. Okay, mm-hmm. Is there any way possible that you could give me like I don't know how to put this, man, but I can give you my debit card number for a one-time charge, or I could send you a check. I would prefer to give you a check, to be honest with you. The problem is
unfortunately
we couldn't
do the check.
What is it that you would do?
We typically it'd be a card payment. Now, what I can do, you know, for because it sounds like you're just trying to make it a one-time payment. When I set up the payment, I can also make a note that I will contact you before the end of the month and make sure it's not charged again until you either want another month or you can, you know, pay for it. We're not going to just ping your account. Is that fair enough?
Yeah. Well, okay. Look. I'm not going to kid you. Okay. I believe you. I'm not going to give you my regular card number. I'm going to give you a card number that I have because I've gotten into this situation before. You know, they tell me they're not going to hit my card, and then my card gets hit.
Right.
And then I got to go through all kinds. And you know, not that I don't believe you, but you work for a company that's going to do what they want to do, and all of a sudden, if you're gone, my card's going to get hit up.
No, I understand. I will be here, though, and I will make sure this is on my calendar and not let that happen. You have my word.
Well, I'm gonna take you for your word on that. You know, the reason I'm doing business with Tracy is because I took her on her word, and she hasn't done any more charges on me. But the thing about it is, let me ask you this. Is there any way that you could get me like a net 30 where, you know, you can advertise me and then I could pay you. I really need my phone to ring, man.
I understand.
Is that possible?
Unfortunately, it's really out of my hands. It's really just a monthly service. There's no other really way around it. There's other things I can sign you up for, but again, there's going to be a charge. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be something that
you
pay
as you
go.
I don't understand when
you
say there's other things that you can sign me up for.
Yeah, we have something called Google Guaranteed where you can sign up for paying per lead, and these are vetted leads. You know, it's like an actual legit service where you get a certain amount, but there's a $250 application fee, and then you would set up a budget later, so that's more money. And see, if you did the Google ads, minimum budget on that is $449.
I'm not gonna pay per lead. I've been down that road.
I have you on the lowest I could possibly get you for something that's actually gonna work. Like, I'm not. You have my word on this. I'm not just like BSing you.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Hold on a second here. Okay, let me ask you this. What I need to do is I need to get something in writing, and then I need to see a draft.
Oh yeah.
You said $199.
Like,
you said $199.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, definitely. I think I already sent you an email. I can send you another one if you like.
Well, did you send me an email with a rough draft of what you're gonna advertise for me?
Yeah, I'll send you another one right now. Matter of fact, that way it's at the top of your inbox.
You need to remember. I'm not an email guy. You need to remember this. I mean, like, sacredly remember.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's really the best way.
I can get in there and I can open it. Is that too much trouble for you?
No, it's going to be harder to put an actual draft of something into a text message. I can see what I can do, though. Yeah, sure. One sec. I'm going to just take a screenshot and send you that.
The thing about it is I need you to put the area that you're going to focus in. Let me tell you what I need, okay? You there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You already know the country club, right?
Right.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can you hit two country clubs for about the same number?
Yeah, you would get up to 50 miles with the $249, and with the $199, you would get 15 miles. Is that still good, 15?
Okay, well, that's fine. That's still good. If you could do 15 miles, I don't know, can you do a Google search for a country club in League City and in Pearland? I think the one in Pearland is called
Country Club, and what was it called?
League City. And the one in Pearland. I know the one in Pearland is called Green Tea. Look, I'm telling you, if I can get you, if you can get my phone to ring, if you're gonna bring me calls in, and I get one job, which,
see, that's my point.
What you do,
we're gonna get you that job or more.
If this is what you do, the minute I get a job, I'm gonna give you a call, and I'm gonna say, hey, you got me some more. I got the first check. Let's increase the numbers. You know, let's increase
right,
the advertising. Let's, I'm gonna want to do five country clubs. You know,
no,
and,
I got
and,
you.
And
we can still set you up with any country club within 15 miles.
I'm sorry?
We can still set you up with any country club, any area within that 15 miles.
Well, tell me
the
area.
With the one
the
I
area.
Quoted you. Yeah. The $199.
Can you tell me the country club that you're gonna set me up with?
I figured you could give me some names, right? You said the one in League City, and you said there was another one called Green Tea, right?
Correct.
Right. So those, anything within 15 miles. We can target the exact areas, even zip codes, if you wanted.
I know what I'm asking. I'm trying to get definite from you. Which ones am I going to expect? Do you need me to get somebody to do this, or can you do it? I just want to know which country.
Yeah, I can actually have the technician do that for you. Yeah, once I set you up here, I'll set you up with our technician. He'll do all that for you right after the call or tomorrow morning, whatever's good for you.
Yeah, good. Okay, now look, this is what I would like to do. I would like to know whichever country clubs are within 15 miles, and I'm basically interested in League City, and I'm interested in Pearland, the country clubs in Pearland, and there's one country club that I'm particularly, but I have a reputation there. And then also in League City. So if you can do those two, okay, and then here's the perimeter that I'm looking for, just so that you can have the data that you need, because any other perimeters are going to waste a lot of my time. Okay, I'm going to give you streets so that you know the area and
zip
you can look them up and I'll go. There's about two or three zip codes, but the problem is. Are you going to go by zip codes? Because zip codes are going to throw us out of whack, because you're going to start giving me calls in areas that I don't want.
Right.
I mean,
the best way to do it is
saying?
A city. If you can just give me a city name then.
Yeah, okay. Well, Clear Lake City.
Okay. Got it.
Lake City and Pearland.
Perfect. Already got them written down. You're good to go. And then the technician can even
give you
suggestions during that call with him, and then you guys can kind of pick each other's brain about that,
well,
too.
See, here's
set up, too, already.
Here's the important thing is. The important thing is, I don't know if there's a way to intensify a search in Bay Oaks Country Club, because, you know, the thing is, right now, I need as big of an area that you could give me, but Bay Oaks Country Club is the one where I'm going to make money. If I get one job there, just one job, okay, I'll be set up. Because these folks, you know, you're talking about, there's a lot of, the average person in there makes $500,000 a year, and most people make combined income of $1 million. These people, there's people there that want work, and they want me, and they need me. I can't get in there right now. You know, I got to go through the postal.
So this is going to help you get in there, right? I got you. No worries.
Let me say what we can do for you.
So with the price I quoted, the $199, we can get you 15 miles covering those areas we talked about: Pearland, League City, Clear Lake City, all the country clubs within that area. On Facebook, we can do that later. For now, you're on Google, Bing, Yahoo, any directory, you name it. Any of these people search within these areas, you're going to be found for. What do I have listed here? We got roofing, plumbing, custom remodel, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, general contractor, renovations.
You're going really fast, and you could slow down a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So we have you for roofing, plumbing, custom remodel, kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, general contractor, renovations, and additions. Anything else you want me to add?
Yeah, just put air conditioning and complete air conditioning also. And
so HVAC.
Painting. Siding. You can put interior and exterior remodels, and then the other thing that you could put in there is you could put mold. Mediation and water damage restoration. That's really, really big in my business. Now let me ask you this. Do you remember the ad that I sent you a picture of?
I do, yeah.
Okay, it was blue with white lettering on it.
Yep, I do recall.
I could send you a picture of it again.
Yeah, you can send it through that same place I just texted you from. Sure.
Okay, you just texted. Which number did you text?
Where is it here? The one you called me on, the one we're talking on now, the 337-485-8637?
Correct. Okay, I'm sending you a picture right now. I just want to make sure that you got that picture.
Okay. Let me see here.
Hey, you are?
Let's see here. Text messages.
I'm picking up from you for Alfonso R. Soto. I'm 10/30/1962. There you go. Did you get it?
I did, yeah. I'm just trying to pull it up here. Okay.
Okay, now that's one. I'm sorry, I didn't understand you, ma'am. Oh, okay. Are you there, Mr. Hall?
I am still here, yes.
Give me 1 second because I'm
with the air conditioning, are you doing installs and repairs?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good.
Now you put plumbing in there, right?
I did, yeah.
All right. Now. All right. Now, did you put plumbing on there?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. You could put. You could put. Repipes, complete and partial repipes. Complete and partial repipes.
Okay.
But new work and just put complete and partial repipes, and also put repair.
Okay. Got it. And I'll even have the technician kind of look up key phrases that people most use when they search for these type of services to optimize your keywords too, okay?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you're going to give me a list of keywords, all right?
Those are the ones that we just went over, yeah. The technician will go over with him one more time, though, just to confirm everything, and then he's going to suggest them for you too.
I'll tell you what I'm expecting. You might think I'm a little over the top here, okay? I'm expecting that you're going to make my phone ring, and I'm expecting that I'm going to get 10 to 15, maybe 20 calls in the first month. This is what I'm expecting, okay? Tell me if my expectations are over the top. And then once my phone starts ringing, you're basically gonna prove to me that you're the man that I've been looking for. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna look at about a 60-mile perimeter of all the country clubs that are in the area. Okay, I'm gonna look at a 60-mile perimeter. And once I look at the 60-mile perimeter, then I'm going to want you to intensify the country clubs and only the country clubs in those areas. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to be sending postcards into those areas, and we're going to be working basically by country club and zip codes of country
right.
clubs. And then I'm going to expect that we're going to get married and my business is going
to
go back to the top. Because this
Sounds
is this is a, the problem is not that there's any work out there. That's not the problem. The problem is the link. And you're the link. Okay? If your people are being efficient and they're not going to pull a fast one on me, well then basically we're going to make some legitimate money. But I don't want to hear, oh well, we didn't tell you, but you know, this is only per call or this is only per lead or this is, you know.
Nothing
I
promise you, Al.
Okay. Well, I'm shell shocked doing business.
I understand.
I've done so much business. Right. Okay. So look, we're going to do the 200. You're going to give me, please tell your technician that I would like a list of keywords and I would like to keep a list of the country clubs that are going to be within a 15-mile radius. Now, the radius, where is the radius that you're shooting from? What is the nucleus of the radius?
Address, I would need to get the address from you. Where do you want to get verified on Google?
I want to get verified at 834 Maplewood Falls. That's my main location.
Maplewood Falls. Is that Maplewood Falls Court?
Yeah, I gave you that address before.
77062, right? Just wanted to confirm.
Right. Now you're gonna, you know that ad I sent you?
Right.
The blue ad that I sent you via text message?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, everything, I would like for that ad to be similar to what comes out. You know, the writing, the colors.
No, of course. The technician is going to get that. I'm going to forward that to him. So this is how the process will work. So I'll set you up right now. I've pretty much got all the keywords and everything. I got your email, got the address. Just need to set up payment. Very quick process. Then once I do that, I can set you up with our technician anytime today if you're free or tomorrow morning at the latest. You know, totally up to you whenever you're available.
You know, what I would like to do is I would like to see a rough draft of what you're going to do, Mr. Hall. You know, once I see a rough draft of what you're gonna do, and I see a proposal, I'm gonna be ready to issue the payment. You know, I want to know what I'm buying. If you understand, and I'm basically telling you, okay, look, we're gonna fly, and you got my word on it, just like you told me, and I want you to show me the ad that's gonna come out. I want to see it in black and white.
So the technician
will
be the one doing that. I can get you a rough draft. That's the best I can do. It'll have everything included,
that's fine.
The pricing.
Give me, hold on a minute. Hold on. Don't hang up. Please don't hang up. Yes, Mr. Brandon. I'm on another line, but I can speak to you very, very briefly. What's going on?
I'm supposed to be here. I'm going to look over the numbers and talk about everything.
No, I have not. Really, to be honest with you, I was really looking forward to you giving me something in writing. Did you go by, are you going to go by the house at all anymore? At 1301?
Yeah, I can go by the house.
All right, well, give me a call in about 30 minutes, please, so we can set up a time.
All right,
yeah, you there?
Yeah, still
Mr.
here.
Mr. Hall? I am
mm-hmm.
sorry, man. This is the guy that's putting up one of my houses for sale and another one for rent. I've been pushing him off for about 2-3 weeks, and I promised him, you know, we would talk today. Okay, tell me one more time. The only thing I want to do, and this is what I'm used to doing with advertising companies, you know, I'm used to looking at a rough draft and what's going to come out and where I'm going to be advertising. And the areas that I'm going to expect, and what the cost is going to be, and when I'm going to get billed, and I think if we do the $199 for a month or two, I mean I'm not going to kid you, if we do the $199 like, and my phone starts ringing like right away, I think I'm going to call you back as soon as I get a project. I'm going to say, hey, let's go up on that, because I need to be more selective. The more jobs that I get, the more selective that I am, and the more money that I can make. You know, so the thing about it is I've got the ability to do that, but I just got to have the leads right now. So, when can you have the rough draft and everything put together for me so that we can fire the gun? I'm firing the gun right now. I mean, if you really want to say 199 sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I just sent you a text message there. Yeah, I just sent you a text message. I should have a link to it. Do you see that?
No. Hold on. I see a phone number.
Should have a link there inside of it.
I see a link. I see a link.
Click on the link.
Okay.
Yeah, click on the link there.
Okay.
That should take
you to
the invoice, I believe.
I'm just driving. You gotta be patient with me here.
No, hey, I'm a very patient man, believe me. I've had that lesson more than once in my life.
I'm sorry?
I've had that lesson more than once in my life. Okay. I'm a very patient man. I've had that lesson more than once in my life, so no worries.
Yeah, you and I both. Hold on. Is this going to ask me for a password and and all this and all that?
I do not believe so. Let me know if it does. I'll have it right here.
Oops. Okay, the server encountered a error and could not complete your request. Wonderful. There's a problem with the server. Okay, you can do it.
Yeah, see, you should put in the account's not set up. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's better if I just send
do an
email
and just don't make it complicated for me. You know, just do it without having to push too many buttons.
Not at all. Actually, I'm sending it right now. One sec.
Okay.
You should be getting it in your email.
Let me ask, I'm sorry?
Should be getting it in your email right now.
Okay, let me ask you this. You know that paperwork that I sent you, that advertising?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Hall, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I'm still here.
You know the advertising that I sent you? The advertising
yes.
that I sent you, can
in
you?
In the text message.
All right. Okay. When I send you via text message, okay, is that what is going to appear on the Google page?
Yeah. So we can set that ad up for you wherever you like. Like I said, you'll go over it with the technician. He'll up to your specifications, however you like.
Yeah. I don't want to change the round. You know, I'd like to have the same writing, the same colors, same pictures. Because what that's going to do is that's going to identify with postcards and with flyers and things of that nature. I want you to make sure that this happens. You know, down on the bottom it's got my email, and down on the bottom it's got my website. Are you there?
Right. Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, one of the things that's not on here. And, man, that just frustrates the hell out of me because I keep telling these people, hold on. You see right there where it has my name?
So you found it in the email? You did see it?
No. I'm asking you, can you look at the advertising?
Oh, on, yeah, okay.
The one
see
that
it, uh-huh.
I sent you. You see right
yes.
there where it has my name and my phone number? You see what it says
uh-huh.
right next to it? Talk or text?
Right.
Okay, if there's any way that you can make that talk or text in red. Because
yes,
the
technician can go over all this with you for sure.
And
like,
I just put a footnote on there. Just put a footnote on there because I'm... just put a footnote on there next to my name where my phone number is, you know, highlight in big bold letters, talk or text, because I don't want to have to do this over again. You can do that.
No worries. That's what I was going to tell you. The technician's going to do all this. We don't even need to go over any of this right now. He's going to do all that for you at the, on the next call. Not a problem. We just have to set up the payment. That's
it. Did you take a note of what I just asked or no?
So talk and text, turn it into red. Yes, I got you.
Turn it into red and make it bold.
Got you.
You know, in other words, it's got to stand out. People don't understand. You know, text messages and talking is what I can do best. You know, emails and voicemails don't work for me, man. Okay. All
right. I got it. No worries,
man.
Not a problem. And I'll make that note for the technician as well. Not a problem.
Okay.
We can tailor it to you in the business. It's okay.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do is, you are gonna give me the perimeter of the area, and I'm gonna talk about all this with the technician. Correct?
Exactly. He'll go up to your specifications on how you want everything to look.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, I just need you to do this. I need you to explain to the technician that if they send me an email or if they leave me a voice message, it's going to be another week before we get this done.
I understand. I already made a note here that you only want to deal with talk and text, and that's fine. That's not a problem. That's actually the primary.
I don't know if you noticed, but I've had like five phone calls since you and I have been talking.
Right. That's why I was trying to get you set up so we can get you back to work.
Once I get working, you know, my phone is gonna have like 15 or 20 phone calls by the end of the day, by tomorrow it'll be about 30 or 60. And from last week and last month, I must have 100. You think I'm gonna have time to go through 120 and get anything done? No, it's very, very important. Please tell your technician if they can't get a hold of me, tell them to call you, because if I see your name on there, I'm going to call you right away. And I got...
Of course, no worries. Yeah, still here, and I just sent you the email. It has the agreement in there. Did you see that?
You sent me the email. You sent it via email, right?
I did. It should be in your inbox right now.
Give me a second. Man, I just lost the call. It's just so difficult, man. So damn stressful. The phone's ringing. I can't answer the calls. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Look, I'm gonna put this on my agenda for tomorrow afternoon, between 12 and 1 o'clock.
So you wanna set it up tomorrow? You said.
That's what you told me. You told me tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to set up the payment now that you can speak with the technician tomorrow, is what I was saying.
Yeah, I'm going to do the payment after I speak with the technician, Mr. Hall. I want to set up the payment
for you to be able to speak with the technician. I do the first preliminary steps, and then you'll be able to speak with the technician. He's going to confirm everything we set up now. He's going to go over all my notes. And he's gonna build everything for you up to your specifications.
Oh, okay, what was it that you sent me? Tell me what you sent me.
So that's your agreement, right? That is your terms of experience, right? Terms and conditions. That's everything that's included. The pricing, everything we're including, it's all there in writing.
Okay, let me open this.
That's what you asked for, right?
No, but hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna look at all this stuff and I'm gonna review it. And once I review all this stuff, I'm gonna call you back. I'm not giving you a payment right now. I wanna review all this stuff. I'm driving right now. I got three people waiting on me, and I don't wanna look at this in a rush. Okay, I'm looking and I'm not reading. I'm looking for a...
It's very straightforward. It's everything we went over on the call. But feel free to take a look and review. That's not a problem at all.
Is there a PDF here somewhere, like a picture of what?
Of what exactly?
I see a bunch of everything
you see there in the email. That's everything that's included. Everything we're gonna do. pricing, everything is included. The rest of it, the technician has to take care of.
Man, this is a lot of reading here.
It's actually very straightforward. I can give you a quick review in about 30 seconds. It's everything we spoke about, right? So Facebook, every single directory like Yahoo, Bing,
Mr. Hall, you need to understand, I'm a note taker, okay?
No, I got you.
Everything that you tell me doesn't mean anything to me unless I write it down, because then I'm going to call you out on it. You know, I'm going to say, hey, what happened? I thought you said I was going to come out in this and this country club, you know, and so you need to give me a minute to write all this stuff down, okay? Let me ask you.
You have it in your email. No need to even write it down. Right? It's in your email.
This is what I would like to do, if you'll allow me, okay? Because I'm
sure, of course.
Feeling a little bit pressured. I'm feeling a little bit pressured right now, and I don't like to feel pressured. Okay.
Oh, really? That wasn't my intention. Really, really not.
I know, but you know, I know that you don't understand that I'm a note taker. I have a degree in business administration. I don't do anything unless I write everything down and I see it in black and white. You know, I've heard people talk.
That's why I have no problem sending it over. Not a problem.
So what I'm asking you here is what I want to see is I want to see a visual. Did you send me any pictures at all in the email? Yes or no?
This is all just verbiage. It's your terms and conditions, how it's going to appear on the invoice that I'm going to send you digitally that you're going to sign. That's the exact same one that you're going to sign once you sign up. Once I set up the payment.
Okay, here's the thing, okay? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna review all this stuff. And once I read everything, I'm gonna take notes on it, and then I'm gonna call you. We can talk tomorrow around 12:01. Okay? Hold on a minute. This noise is driving me crazy. Hold on. I'm gonna issue a payment so that I can talk to your technician. Once I talk to your technician, okay, I'm gonna make time to talk to your technician. Is your technician after I make payment tomorrow around 12:01? We're gonna settle all the questions, and then after I talk to your technician, okay, they're gonna issue a rough draft. Is that correct?
So what they'll do on the call is confirm everything, right? Keywords, areas, how you want the ads to look, all that stuff. Everything that we went over, he's going to confirm and then create up to your specifications after that call.
How long will that be?
Typically, the call is about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on your, if you have questions or not. And then typically,
without
a Google business profile, you're probably looking at about 30 to 45 days for first page placement. I have seen it done faster if you are more involved in it, you know, like with getting the verification and all the steps of the process. But that's our average, about 30 to 45 days. Like you said, about 30 days.
Okay.
The Facebook ads, they would have you up there quicker. That's why I was trying to, throw that in.
Okay,
30.
You say it's going to take 30 days. You say it's going to take 30 to 45 for the ad.
Mm-hmm.
30 to 45 for the ad to come out on.
To verify your Google business profile is the main thing. That is the main thing that we have to do. That's what takes about 30 to 45 days. Everything else should be up in about 2 weeks.
Okay, you're telling me that the ad is going to appear within 2 weeks?
Everything else, like your directories, other search engines, ads, it'll be 2 weeks. The verification on Google, your Google business profile, that's what would take 30 to 45 days, sometime soon.
I don't understand what my verification on Google profile means. I don't know what that means.
When you see a business on Google? Yeah, you know when you see a business on Google and you click on it, like say you search for like a barber near me, and then you see like three of them pop up, and you can click on it, and then you're on that business, right? You can see its website,
You can see its pictures. Maybe they're hours, right? You've seen that before on Google?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, for any business you've searched, right, a restaurant, anything, you'll be created, we'll create one of those for you, and then we're getting that profile up on the first page of all these directories and search engines. You can't be found unless we create the profile, right? You have to be verified on Google, though. They have to verify that address by sending, there's a couple ways they can do it, but the main way is they're going to send a postcard in the mail that has a code on it. You would enter that code, and then boom, that verifies the address on Google. That's how you show up on the Google map. That's the verification I'm talking about.
Okay, so that's going to take 30 to 45 days.
Yeah, it can be sooner. If you're more involved in the process, like with the verification, right, like sending the thing and retrieving it and like getting it to us, you know what I mean? Like not having any downtime with it, like being on point. It should be faster, but typically it's about 30 to 45 days. That's the average. And I like to go with the average to be sure we're realistic, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Yeah. So when does the billing take place? When does the billing start? Once I get verified? Because you said something
So I just set you up say tomorrow, right? After you've had some time to look at the invoice. We set you up, $199 bill payment on the card, boom. Then I set you up with the technician, either the top of the next hour or later in the day, whenever you're free. He starts building everything. And then within that time, 2 weeks later, all your profiles on the directories like, you know, Yelp and Apple and all that are done, and other search engines like Bing, Yahoo. Then 30 to 45 days, so about a week and a half later, you're verified on Google too. 34 to 5 days, everything's
done. All right, so what I'm saying is, how soon is it going to take me before I'm able to see something on any search engine? How long is that going to be? When does the first ad come out? You said 2 weeks?
So 2 weeks is when they should already, and they could even build you a website in that time too. Usually everything is up in 2 weeks. Everything else, just the verification, is the thing that takes longer. Everything else should be up in 2 weeks.
I understand. When do I start getting billed? Once it comes up? Because
the first payment is tomorrow. The second payment will be 30 days. It's a monthly service, right? It's just every 30 days. That's why
But what I'm saying is I'm not going to be advertised for 2 weeks. You know,
right.
Because
we have to build everything, right? It's not only be flip a magic Google switch and everything just creates itself, right? They do about 100 man hours in the first week. It's a long process. Right? For a technician to build, essentially they build you,
the website,
you know, 5 to 10 directories, 3 different search engines, ads. They build a lot of stuff within the first week or two.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess
most other companies you're looking at about 4 to 6 months. That's actually, we have one of the quicker turnaround times.
Well,
it can be longer than
if you're telling me if you're telling me I'm gonna see something within 2 weeks, I'm gonna pay, and I know that you're gonna be doing some work on there, okay? But I want to make sure I see something on the phone. If I Google my name, I'm gonna see something on the phone within 2 weeks. Okay, as long as I see something on
there. Now, of course, if you added the Facebook, that turnaround time for getting calls and actual action happening would be faster. And it's only $50 more. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's worth it.
Yeah, but you know.
Up to you. It's totally up to you.
Facebook is. I'm gonna try you out at $199, and it's a month to month deal, right?
Yep.
I'm not signing a 1 year contract or anything. You're asking.
No, you can cancel it any time after the first month. We can put you on pause or cancel it and then activate you later the case is. It's flexible.
I don't have intentions on canceling unless any calls. If I don't get any calls. I'm sorry?
I'm just saying it's flexible.
Yeah, if I don't get
There's
any
no
calls in the first 60 days,
and
my phone is not ringing not even once, well, then I'm going to say, hey, man, you guys aren't doing something right.
No, and fair enough, of course.
I'm
confident that's not going to happen. You are going to get calls. The sooner the better, right? So as soon as you're ready,